The third key question in Unit 1 is what are the opportunities and challenges created by urbanisation in developing countries? And one of the key ideas in this part of the unit relates to the growth of urban areas in developing countries being as a result of either natural increase or migration, or indeed both. So for this you need to be able to use some examples to illustrate the way that migration and natural increase leads to urban growth. A second key idea relates to the opportunities and challenges that are created as a result of urban growth in developing countries. So you may want to think about considering the social and economic opportunities in urban areas and how urban industrial core areas can be a stimulus for economic development. You should be able to use examples to illustrate the challenges created by urban growth, for example, housing the urban poor, environmental issues such as air and water pollution, the increasing demands for services, and the squatter settlements that develop in vulnerable areas, and indeed crime. The third key area of this particularly key question relates to urban areas in developing countries and the responses to the challenges of the growth and how these may form different ways. So we may need some examples to illustrate how conditions in urban areas are being improved by residential housing schemes, or clean water and wastewater initiatives, or social improvement schemes linked to health and education.